Good morning, Kim and Dave here at 7 after the hour. And in the Twin Cities, 23 degrees and a high today near 40 degrees. And we're looking for another pleasant day. And then tomorrow, more of the same, high near 45. Matter of fact, Kim, right through Monday, it's not going to change much. It's sunny on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, and it should be in the 40s that whole time.
Well, as long as there's no snow, at least it's nice and mild.
Yeah, it really is. It'll stay that way. We need a little snow on the ground here, I suppose, to get you in the mood for the holidays. But we'll talk more about that sort of thing coming up in this next hour on WCCO. And who did you ship or who are you going to ship your packages with this year?
What's the best way to get them there?
We'll tell you all about that. I think Consumer Reports did a little test of all the folks at UPS and FedEx and the post office, and we'll get their results here in just a few minutes.
Now the news brought to you by Lands End Inlet. Here's Telly Mamayak. And first, a check on the traffic with Kevin Loftus. Kevin?
Good morning. Westbound on the Crosstown Highway, you expect to find traffic backed up from Cedar Avenue over to the 35W. Eastbound still backed up as you approach 35W as well. 36 generally slow as you make your way westbound from Dale Street out to 35W. Southbound 169 generally slow from Bass Lake Road to 394. Northbound Highway 100 slow from Highway 7 to 394. Southbound slow in the opposite direction, 394 to Highway 7. That's traffic on the 8s. I'm Kevin Loftus. We're back at 818 with another look at CCO traffic.
And it is 8:09 here on CCO. This is the news with Telly Mamayak. The Minneapolis police chief says a squad that struck and killed two men last month did not have its flashing lights or siren on. Officers in the squad car were pursuing what they believed to be burglary suspects when they struck a pickup, killing Stephen Winkle and Jeffrey Carlson, both of Minneapolis. Meanwhile, in St. Paul, a police pursuit resulted in a crash that injured two civilians yesterday. It happened at the intersection of Dale Street and Concordia Avenue, the same place where an October police chase also ended in a crash, killing a civilian. In yesterday's incident, two citizens suffered minor injuries when they drove into the intersection as the chase was underway. An officer was pursuing a car that was driving recklessly. The driver was taken into custody, though it's not known why he tried to flee in the first place. School is resuming for students of a vandalized Mendota Heights Elementary School. As of today, all affected students are back in class, but not all are returning to Somerset Heights. Superintendent Bob Monson says the preschoolers...
They'll be attending school, actually, at our Learning Center, which is at 1300 Mendota Heights Road, and they're going to remain there through the 19th of December. But the first graders will come back, and the second graders will come back to Somerset Thursday morning, and they'll be housed in one end of the building.
Today and tomorrow, third graders will attend classes at Moreland School in West St. Paul, and fourth graders will go to Heritage Middle School. Parents will be notified Sunday night what the plans are for next week. Meanwhile, charges against the four teenage suspects are expected to be filed by noon today. Her name was never a household name, but women the world over owe her big time. Hazel Bishop invented kiss-proof lipstick. She died over the weekend at the age of 92. Bishop was a trained chemist who came up with the kiss-proof concoction soon after World War II. The lipstick left no smears on cheeks, teeth, or cigarettes and captured a quarter of the market. Bishop went on to form her own company, become a stockbroker, a financial analyst, and a college professor. And a settlement reached with two dozen large pharmaceutical companies will benefit low-income Minnesotans. A $1.5 million settlement will be available to state residents. Details of the distribution are not yet known, though. The companies were accused of giving discounts to hospitals and health plans, but then charging higher prescription drug prices to consumers. It's 8:11 here on CCO Radio. Sunshine in the Twin Cities. The temperature, 23 degrees. The forecast is next.
To demonstrate how Simics, the easy meals and party stores, make life simpler and more relaxing, we've placed Nancy, the lady from Simics, inside this sensory deprivation tank. Nancy, can you hear us?
This is very relaxing.
You see, often at the holidays, life gets frantic, especially planning meals and parties. But with help from Simics, your life can be as calm and peaceful as this sensory deprivation tank. Right, Nancy?
Did you say Simics?
Yes, Nancy. Simics. Where planning a party or special meal is as simple as one trip to Simics. For appetizers like Simics meatballs, maybe a tray of Simics famous lasagna, even a scrumptious cheesecake.
I love cheesecake.
So this year, relax. Keep it simple with Simics. Right, Nancy? 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 For easy meals and parties, think S-I-M-E-K-S. Simics. It's that simple.
At the Land's End Inlet, We know one of the best holiday gifts is a cozy sweater. We also know you probably need a sweater or three for your shopping list. So from December 10th to the 16th, we'll give you an additional 30% off the lowest ticketed price on all of our genuine first quality Land's End Overstock sweaters. With significant savings like this off our original catalog prices, our sweaters are the kind of gifts that everyone enjoys getting and giving. Plus, our friendly service associates will make your holidays easy, too, with gift certificates, gift boxing, and shipping. Looks like we've got you covered. The Land's End Inlet. It's the outlet where you have an in.
Where can you find a Land's End Inlet? In Richfield, in the shops at Lindale and 494. In Minnetonka, at the northwest corner of Hopkins Crossroads exit and 394. And in Woodbury and Tamarack Village, just off 94 on Radio Drive. Land's End Inlet. It's the outlet where you have an in.
It's 8:13 at WCCO. Oh, we got to check the weather here for today and see what's going to happen. And really, Mike, I guess you can give us a one-day forecast and you'd be done.
Nothing's going to happen. I'll see you later, Dave.
That's about it, right?
Old man winter and the NBA players both locked out. High today, about 40. Mostly sunny skies. Upper 30s, low 40s around the entire area. Another big mass of mild Pacific air coming in for the next 4 to 5 days. Low tonight, 22. More sunshine tomorrow, a high of 45. And pretty much the same deal Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And maybe, just maybe, even a 50 this weekend. Right now, Montevideo, as the out-of-town announcers like to say, is 21
degrees. Well,
that's
how they say it in Uruguay.
That's right. Hibbing now, partly cloudy and 20. Next to Petra Antonio's Bar. Partly cloudy, 16 degrees.
Really. I spent a week there one night.
You did, huh? Okay. What'd you put in the jukebox? Did you play Hank Williams over and
I
over again?
I played B-17.
Oh, you did? Not
yeah.
That song. West wind, that makes Dark Star cry. West wind's now at 8, sunshine 23 degrees, headed up to 40.
WCCO.
It's about 8:14 now, WCCO, Kim Jeffries and Dave Lee.
That's our United States Air Force Band there at the lighting of the National Christmas Tree yesterday. How about that?
That's great. And yeah. Our president was there, too.
And Sammy Sosa pressed the button that put the lights on.
Took some time out from being assailed by Congress to get traditional.
It's 8:15 at WCCO.
Yes, and Bill Apple from Consumer Reports is here to take a look at what are the best delivery services to get the packages there on time. Morning, Bill.
Hi, how are you, Kim?
We're doing well, thanks.
Uh-huh.
Dave Lee is here, too. And, you know, have we already missed the international deadlines for U.S. mail?
I think you probably have. International is a whole other ballgame. We really didn't look at that. What we looked at this time last year, and you can only do it at this time during the crunch, is domestic delivery. And we actually did a test in December of 97, test of the post office versus FedEx versus UPS.
Who's the winner, Bill?
Well, it sort of depends, but I'd have to say that there was a clear loser, and that was the post office. Hate to say that, you know, I'm as patriotic as the next guy, but they did disappoint us, and I'll tell you specifically what it was. Last December 23rd, we used overnight services, FedEx, UPS, and Express Mail, which is from the post office. We have about 100 shoppers all over the country who shop and pick up products for Consumer Reports, and we involved them in the test, and they sent out hundreds and hundreds of boxes on December 23rd with overnight mail. Anyway, for the post office, they disappointed us about a third of the time with their Express Mail. That is to say, about a third of the boxes that we sent on December 23rd did not get to their destinations overnight. And that's pretty inexcusable. I mean, the post office says it guarantees overnight service. We checked out the zip codes that were involved, and they said, yes, we can do it to those zip codes. Of course, they didn't know Consumer Reports was shipping these packages. They were just, you know, shipped by our incognito shoppers. But a third of the time, the boxes didn't get there overnight. That's contrasted against 3% failures for FedEx and about 4% for UPS.
Where are you paying the most money, Bill?
FedEx is probably the most. If you're very cost conscious, then it's going to pay, I would say, to do your homework and to get your stuff in the mail at least 7 to 10 days ahead of time before Christmas. so that you don't have to pay for air shipping. You can use ground shipping, and that's just a fraction of the price of air shipping. The two main companies you would be dealing with ground shipping would be the post office again. They call that parcel post, and it would be UPS. Their plain, old-fashioned brown label service, which is the big brown trucks that bring the boxes. I would say if you can get your stuff in 7 or 10 days beforehand, you'll pay a fraction of what you would pay if you used an air shipping service, and it'll get there. You know, so either you wait and you pay through the nose, or you do your homework and you get a bargain.
What if something is extremely fragile? Were any of the services better for handling with care?
Well, that was the second half of our story, and you can read all about it in our December issue, Consumer Reports. What we did was we had our shoppers conceal in these hundreds of boxes that they were shipping last year these little shock sensors. These are tubes that are manufactured for the shipping industry, and they turn from clear to red if a box is dropped from a height of about 7 feet or more, or if it undergoes a similar kind of jolt. What surprised us was that there was this one service that, according to those shock sensors, seemed to be manhandling the packages much, much more than any of the other services. And that one was the FedEx two-day service. It roughed up the packages even more than the FedEx overnight service. And we don't know why that is, but it's a solid statistical finding. I must say that the gentlest service was the post office. They were slow, but they were gentle.
Well, the ratings and the mailing options and all of the special delivery information is right there, as you mentioned, in the new issue of Consumer Reports, Bill. Pretty interesting stuff, and we appreciate your time. But the moral of the story is get it done as soon as you can, and everybody wins in that case.
That's right.
Got about 3 days to get it shipped by ground. Get the shopping wrapped up so you can get it shipped by ground and make sure it gets there on time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're closing in on it. Hey, Bill, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bill Apple from Consumer Reports here on WCCO.
Can you wrap it up in 3 days, Dave Lee?
Me?
Yeah.
I'll get it done by when's Christmas Eve?
I know.
When's Christmas Eve?
That sounds so reasonable, but all of a sudden I'm panicked.
We used to have a group. There were three of us. Used to get out, Round Boy and myself, and I wonder if it wasn't Phil. And we went out and this was years ago now. But we
just
go
did a blitz on
Christmas Eve. we'd get into work. We'd meet each other. Say 9 o'clock. We blitz. No, we didn't go that early. I think we went like 11:30 because all the stores closed at like 2 o'clock.
You can get some good bargains that way.
Well, but you also don't find a whole lot of the things that are on
yeah,
the list.
Yeah, that's true.
That was kind of the nature of the beast back in those days. But it is hard for me to get in the mode of getting it done early and shipping it. And I've told you, I've been bummed out this year. I lost, and honestly, I love the holidays. I love them. But this year, something's missing. And I was telling you earlier, I'm not sure what it was.
Could be the political climate?
Well, I think
you hit
the nail on the head.
The headlines that are dominating the...
Is it really the most wonderful time of the year? It's really not the warm weather that's bugging me, I don't think, or the lack of snow, although I wish we had some, and a little colder weather. But I think you're right. I think it is the impeachment stuff going on.
Waiting for that other shoe to drop.
Huh? No matter who's right or wrong, it's just kind of disconcerting. And I had this wacky dream last night. Andy Williams was in it singing.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Do I have enough evidence to justify putting the country through the horror that we all know will follow? If in fact there was an impeachment.
The President of the United States committing perjury, if we believe he did, obstructing justice in a court system, and lying in the grand jury are things which subvert the justice system of this nation.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Even though I opposed impeachment, I never thought that this resolution would go this far.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
And whatever the success of our resolution in the committee, we will be working to ensure that the resolution is also made an order for consideration on the floor of the House of Representatives.
It's the happiest season of all.
They have chosen to go forward with these so-called articles of impeachment,
And I think it's a real travesty.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There's no question the president misled the country in his January 21 press conference.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
That the president indeed has tampered with witnesses, indeed has obstructed justice, and indeed has committed perjury.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
If it's a choice between impeachment or censure, it's a no-brainer.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Kevin Loftus is checking the roads in the 8 o'clock rush hour here on WCCO.
Good morning. We have problems still on northbound 35E. Generally slow now from Highway 110 all the way up through Highway 13. Southbound still backed up from Highway 5 to Highway 13. 35W still slow southbound as you approach 46th Street due to an earlier accident and then backed up at the Crosstown Highway. Northbound 35W slow from the Crosstown to Diamond Lake Road. This is brought to you by Lollicoff and Lollicold. Trouble getting children to take medicine? Give them all natural sugar-free Lollicoff and Lollicold. Cold relief and cough medicine and lollipops. Available at Snyder's and Target. Use only as directed. I'm Kevin Loftus in the WCCO Traffic Center.
So, Saul, it's time to do a Snyder's jingle for cards and candy. What is that?
It's a beatbox for a little Snyder's rap. Check this out, Phil.
Oh,
yo,
boy.
Homie, Snyder's has your cards and candies.
No.
Holidays, birthdays, it's really pretty handy. Snyder's?
No.
Snyder's?
Saul, no.
Well, maybe you're right, Phil.
Thank you.
But how about we try something a little different?
All right, that's good.
Disco, Phil.
Oh.
70s retro is really big with the kids these days.
Saul.
Do you remember the hustle?
Get away from me. I'm not dancing.
Come on, Phil. Live a little.
Stop the music.
Get your hips in it, Phil.
Snyder's has a wonderful selection of candy and greeting cards and, of course, stamps so you can mail them whenever you run out of something important. Run into Snyder's.
This week at Snyder's, buy any two packages of Duracell batteries and any roll of holiday wrapping paper and save $1 with a coupon in our ad. Snyder's, the right brands right now.
It's the Joseph A. Bank Christmas Sale, our last and best sale of the year, and we're overflowing with gifts. So generous shoppers and smart shoppers are going to be here with bells on. Choose from an exceptional selection of finely crafted sport coats and dress trousers up to 50% off. That's every sport coat, including soft Shetlands, lamb's wool, and camel hair, up to 50% off. Regularly $245 to $345, now as low as $99. Plus solid and patterned dress shirts and 100% silk ties, 20 to 50% off. Even Joseph A. Bank's exciting fall sportswear is also 20 to 50% off. And every single fall suit in the store is on sale, beginning at an incredible $149. The Joseph A. Bank Christmas Sale. Hurry in, because 'tis the season to be smart.
Come to the Joseph A. Bank Christmas Sale in our relocated Edina store in Centennial Lakes Plaza and in our new Roseville store. Joseph A. Bank. Smart clothing, smart customers.
Good morning. Kim Jeffries and Dave Lee for Target. And, well, let's see. I was in last night getting a refill at the Target pharmacy and picked up some, I think the kids are at school now, picked up some videos that they had on their list and a couple of CDs that they were looking for. And
you know they have DVDs there, too, now.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
But do you have, see, I don't have a DVD player yet. Can you pick that the whole rig there?
Yeah.
Boy, how do you like it?
DVD?
Yeah.
It's the greatest. It is so nice on any size TV.
Because we don't have the giant screen, the Umongo Dave Lee home theater.
Any size TV. Matter of fact, on some of the like 27-inch, 32-inch, it's fabulous.
You know what I love? The Target parking lot was really busy, but I was in and out in a great big hurry. Because, you know, it can be aggravating when you're shopping and you've got to wait and wait and wait and you can't find help. Target's a really pleasant experience, the holidays or year-round.
Well, we're just talking about the lights,
yeah.
The Christmas lights at Target. For some reason, theirs are just much better than everybody else's, and that was an unsolicited comment from someone else. And guys talk about the lights. They have the best ones in town.
And it's called Glitter and Glow. It's their holiday line of all the beautiful gold accessories, ornaments, tabletop accessories, home decoratives. Maybe you want to change over the whole theme of your Christmas stockings. You can do that at Target and at a very reasonable price, 15% off for all the holiday decorations.
You walk in there, you expect more, but
You pay less.
Let's go to Ian McLeod at the desk of the Wall Street Journal in New York City. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, Dave. Morning, Kim. A big deal in the healthcare industry this morning. Aetna's going to buy Prudential's healthcare business for $1 billion. It'll create what Aetna says will be the nation's largest provider of health benefits, more than 22 million members, also the largest managed care company with more than 18 million members. In the markets, a new record for the NASDAQ. High-tech stocks pushed the index up to more than 15 points yesterday to 2050, but it's those high-techs are feeling a bite of profit-taking in London this morning. Otherwise, U.S. shares over there are mixed. Looks like a very flat opening. The S&P 500 futures up less than a point right now, indicating maybe 5 points or so on the Dow Jones Industrial. Bonds higher, 30-year Treasury bond at 4.32, the yield 4.979%. So the Dow Jones Industrials head for the bell at 90.09, down nearly 19 points yesterday. I'm Ian McLeod at the Wall Street Journal for WCCO.
Kevin Loftus, how is our traffic this morning?
Good morning, Kim. Things thinning out a little bit as we make our way on southbound 35W approaching 46th Street. Earlier accident there has been cleared. Northbound Highway 100 jammed from 36th Street out through Minnetonka Boulevard. Southbound 100 still slow from 394 to Highway 7. On the crosstown itself, westbound still slow from Cedar Avenue to 35W, then backed up from France Avenue to 100. Eastbound still slow from Penn Avenue out to 35W. And because of yesterday's tractor-trailer accident yesterday afternoon, westbound 55 between the Mendota Bridge and Highway 5, the right lane is closed for bridge work. That's traffic on the 8s. I'm Kevin Loftus, back at 8:38 with another look at CCO traffic.
Brought to you by Cal Spies. Get a free foosball table with any hot tub or pool table. Hot tubs just $69 a month. Pool tables $49 a month. Cal Spas, 494 and Carlson Parkway.
Traffic on the 8s brought to you by Cal Spas.
Let's say you're a bear. It's been a hot day. You're thirsty. You want something crisp, clean, less sweet. So, you head to the stream. But on your way there, you stumble across some guy's 40th birthday party. You walk in right in the middle of the charades game and grab an ice-cold can of Canada Dry ginger ale. And as you pop the can and take that first refreshing gulp, you think, hey, this Canada Dry ginger ale is cool like a mountain stream and crisp like an autumn breeze. And you notice everyone's yelling, bear, bear, even the guy who's doing the charades, which, you are quick to cite, is in violation of the rules. Canada Dry ginger ale, out and out refreshment.
Stop by the Canada Dry display at your local Cub food store and register to win a Ski-Doo MXZ 600 or one of 35 pairs of tickets to the World Snowmobile Association Grand Casino National Snowcross on December 19th and 20th. Enjoy Canada Dry.
Hello. We Germans are absolutely in love with the American West, with wide open spaces, cowboy boots, and with Chili's Ranch and Filet. It is a choice cut of beef, slow grilled and served with grilled veggies and awesome blossom strings. I like to wear my 3.8-liter hat to Chili's. You think this is funny? Me a cowboy? Don't laugh. At Oktoberfest, I saw your parents in lederhosen. Oi!
Chili's Ranch and Filet, only at Chili's. Chili's gift certificates make great gifts.
Minnesota's favorite group of funny people, the Stevie Ray's comedy troupe, proud to present their new holiday show. It's called The Full Santee, with comedy sketches, music, and improvisation. Catch it at the Etc. Theater, formerly the Brave New Workshop, Thursdays through Sundays during the month of December. Don't miss your chance to see a hilarious production. Call 332-6620 for more details.
Tony Mamiak in CCO News.
The search continues for an inmate who escaped from a federal prison camp in Duluth. Deputies are concentrated on some woods near Nisita, Wisconsin. That's east of Toma. 48-year-old Robert Pulvermacher was pulled over in Juneau County yesterday. He scuffled with the investigating officer, then grabbed his gun and fled. He's been on the loose for about a week now. Pulvermacher is a convicted burglar. And Wood County, Wisconsin farmer Mike Pagel has created his own Christmas card this year, but it takes an aerial look at Pagel's farm field in Rudolph to read his seasonal message. The idea came to Pagel while he was chisel plowing his pasture last week. First, he figured he'd plow a Packers G in the field, then thought the Packer stuff's been overdone, so his thoughts turned to Christmas. And five letters and 1 hour later, a universal Christmas message, peace, on Mike Pagel's patch of earth. 8:34 here on CCO Radio, and Mike Lynch's forecast is coming up next.
Good as your word. It's important in business. Deals are made through it. Trust is built on it. Reputations are formed because of it. If you're a success in business, chances are your word is good. At Wixson Jewelers, we give our customers our word every day that what they're buying from us is exactly what they think they're buying. that the prices they're paying are fair prices, that what we guarantee will be guaranteed. At Wixon Jewelers, we give our word on other things, too. That our selection of diamonds and wedding sets is unsurpassed. That our on-premise designers can create anything your heart desires. That when it comes to shopping ease, Wixon's is far more convenient than a busy mall. Here and beyond the Twin Cities, word is getting around. We cater to the businessman and businesswoman, and you have our word you'll be treated right. Wixon Jewelers, 99th and Lindale in Bloomington. You know your business, we know ours. You have our word on it.
It's now the ninth largest residential mortgage company, according to City Business. Dave Lee for Hometown Mortgage. And the great people out there, they can be your mortgage company by just simply giving them a call and finding out about them before you commit to anything. It's a professional place. It's, they're very committed to what you do, and you will get the confidence because they deal with you one-on-one. This is a family of professionals. They haven't just gotten into the business in the last couple of months. They've been doing this many, many years, and so they know exactly what it takes. They've been on the other end of these deals, too, so they know how the customer needs to be treated. See, that's what happens. Word of mouth with this, with the folks at Hometown Mortgage. It's very important to you. It's very important to me when we go into refinance, or you're going to consolidate some debt, or you're going in for maybe it's a lake home you're picking up, or maybe it's financing a brand-new home. It doesn't matter. We now have some of the lowest rates we've had in 30 years. Very impressive out there with the rates. But who should you refinance with? Tough question, but I'm telling you, call Hometown Mortgage. I know you'll really like the way they do things. We had Inkster in here earlier this morning talking about his experience with them, and that's pretty typical of what you will hear. And just get over there, find out more, ask all the tough questions, come in there armed with question after question after question, but they will treat you one-on-one, personal basis, and it's really nice when you're going through this financial stuff. There's 10 large metro locations to serve you. Call the Hometown Mortgage Hotline right now. I'll give it to you here at 670-0331, 670-0331. Good people, great people at Hometown Mortgage.
Mike Lynch, our mild day is getting milder as the week goes on.
It just goes on and on and on. Once again, we have a lot of wah, what we call wah on the CCO weather map, warm air advection.
Well, because in Japan, wah means teamwork.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the wimpy air is teaming up again on CCO land the next several days. Actually, seriously, it's looking like we're going to see a brown Christmas. We have above normal temperatures right through next week and no signs of any major storms in the area for about the next week or so. Today, a high right around 40 degrees. Again, the normal high is about 28, dozen degrees above normal. West to southwest winds at 10 to 20. Clear skies all across the area again tonight. Check out some of that Gemini meteor shower after midnight. Down to 22. Tomorrow, sunny to partly sunny, warmer up to 45 degrees. Over the weekend, same deal all across Minnesota, western Wisconsin. Highs mainly in the upper 30s and low 40s, possibly 50 either Saturday or Sunday. Right now, Grand Marais checks into Lee and Jeffries at 25 degrees. Le Sueur will all be teaching astronomy tonight, 23. Milan, Minnesota in back of the O&J Cafe, 26. Twin Cities now, west winds at 8, 23 degrees right now.
Out of Iowa, according to the International Weather Service, 78 tornadoes were reported in that state by the end of September. That tops the previous record of 71 twisters in 1990 as they're reviewing their weather facts for the year.
And they even had some tornadoes last week in Iowa, in southern Iowa.
I believe it. Matter
crazy.
Of fact, I don't know about your place, Kim, if you're getting anything blooming over there or not, but I got a note here from Chris who said, as I walked my dog around our Lakeville neighborhood, I noticed the pussy willows are blooming, and she was asking if this will mean no blossoms in the spring. Because the mild weather has had a lot of spring bulbs blooming here in December, and come spring, will we be disappointed?
Dale Bachman, I think, said when we first got this blast a couple of weeks ago, said, no, it'll go dormant again, and then things will be fine in the spring.
Yeah, I hope so.
So enjoy it if it blooms. That'd be great.
Yeah, enjoy the weather, because we probably won't see it again in our lifetime this kind of December, I don't think. Traffic on the 8s, what do you say? Let's go over to Kevin Loftus here on WCCO.
This report brought to you by the Homewood Suites Hotel, westbound 94. Still slow as you approach Highway 280. Southbound 35W is generally slow now from 46th Street all the way in through the Crosstown Highway. Northbound 35W slow from the Crosstown to Diamond Lake Road. Northbound 35E approaching Pennsylvania Avenue. We have a car fire off on the shoulder, and we have it generally slow again from Highway 10 up to Route 13. The Homewood Suites Hotel across the street from the Mall of America offers great winter and New Year's packages. Call us today at 612-854-0900 to reserve your getaway today. That's traffic on the 8s. I'm Kevin Loftus back at 848 with another look at WCCO traffic.
You've probably seen magicians make people disappear and pull rabbits from hats. But you've never experienced anything like Penn & Teller's Extreme Magic. See this amazing duo pull off feats so dangerous, 12 magicians have died by simply attempting them. Don't miss Penn & Teller's Extreme Magic happening this New Year's Eve at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. Watch them perform death-defying stunts, like catching a bullet with their teeth. Feats that will make you cringe, like swallowing a sewing needle and then extracting it threaded to a 6-foot piece of string. And illusions that will leave you mesmerized, like cutting a rose by slashing its shadow. It's Penn and Teller and their Extreme Magic this New Year's Eve at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. For tickets, stop by the Mystic Lake box office or call Ticketmaster at 989-5151. The Magic's at Mystic.
Good morning, Kim Jeffries for Blurt, the new Webster's game of word racing. This is a really fun new game, and we actually talked with the inventor, Tim Walsh, the other day, and he said that he was putting it together to help kids learn vocabulary and just fooling around with a dictionary and asked some youngsters, I think first graders, what was the word for the nut of an oak tree, and they said oak nut, and it was funnier than them saying acorn. And realize that that's really the premise of the game. You get a simple definition, but as you try and be the first one to come up with it, many silly things will tumble out of your mouth. We've been talking about Blurt here on CCO for the last few weeks because my family got an early copy of it. We really had fun with it. It's so much so that it's kind of tough to locate it. So I want to tell you where you can find Blurt if you're interested in getting a copy for a gift or to enjoy this holiday season as an alternative to the tube. Try Games by James stores, which you'll find in Rosedale, Burnsville Center, also in Brooklyn Park on 76th Avenue, Northtown Mall, and in Ridgedale. Or you could try Air Traffic Stores, or I want to give you an 800 number to find out about where to locate your copy of the new game Blurt. 1-800-524-GAME. Very simple. Just call 1-800-524-GAME. That's 4263. And ask for Blurt.
Hey, the Minneapolis Police Band is playing tonight at Northtown at 7 o'clock tonight. Get out there and catch them here during the holiday season. You will enjoy it a lot. Or you'll be arrested, frankly. It is 20 minutes before 9 o'clock, and right now, brought to you by Federated Insurance Companies, it's the Clem Haskins Show.
Folks, we have a lot to talk about, so good morning and welcome.
A trade association is stronger when member companies talk to each other.
So how big was the loss for the company?
Crippling.
Ooh.
They learn from each other's mistakes and benefit from each other's successes.
But since we got on this program from Federated, we've cut our losses big time.
Really?
Uh-huh.
So for an entire trade association to recommend Federated Insurance to its members, that says something. It says that they recognize Federated as the insurance company to help control their losses and keep insurance costs to a minimum. But Federated hasn't been recommended by a trade association. They've been recommended by nearly 250 of them. That's a lot of companies talking to each other and seeing Federated as their business insurance solution. Look into the program 30,000 business people across the country are talking about. Risk Control Plus from Federated. It's our business to protect yours.
Your Federated representative in New Hope Crystal is Don Elwood. And in the Northeast Metro, call Bob Merriam.
And now Sid Hartman with Coach Clem Haskins.
Clem, how you doing?
Fine, Sid.
How much practice time will you have before this game with Eastern Michigan?
Well, you know, we're working around our final schedule. It makes it very difficult. You had to go sometime in the mornings and noon and the evening. And last night we worked out in the evening. But again, we're getting some practice time in. The kids are concentrating on the final, so we don't put a lot of pressure on them this week.
You got some pretty good students on this class, in this class. I know the three seniors are all going to graduate, Kevin Clark, Miles Tarver, and Quincy Lewis.
We have some great students on our ball club, you know. It's like everything else. You have some guys that are good C students. We have some guys almost four-point students. So we have a good mixture of great students, Sid. You're right.
Talk about Miles Tarver. You know, a lot of the fans out there, they can't understand why you play him.
Well, number one, he played because he deserved to play. He worked so hard, and you got to rebound the basketball, and so he's our best rebound on the ball club. So he plays for that reason, and one of our best defense stoppers. So those two reasons he play. And plus, he's a senior. I like veteran guys on the basketball court. And you look around our league, I was winning because Jess Sellers playing. He's playing great basketball, and Eschmeyer and guys like Danny Earle at Penn State. So you got to have those seniors out there to give you senior leadership.
And he's good for chemistry, right?
Great chemistry. Give us one thing we need, rebound the basketball, because we're not a very good rebounding ball club. He really brings the intensity, the great effort, and the work ethic that you need in ball games.
Quincy Lewis, has he had to have a chance to be a top draft choice in the NBA?
Well, Tristan Lewis, one of the premier players in the whole country, and Kevin Clark are two outstanding players. Not only a good offensive player, but they play great defense, and they have a great knowledge of the game, how it should be played. So those are two wonderful young players. But Quincy Lewis, without a doubt, I think has a chance to be an excellent pro.
Seems to me he's shooting the ball a lot better.
He's shooting a lot better, but the thing he's doing now, he's driving the ball to the basket, so you got to be able to break the defense down and create opportunities for other teammates as well as get to the free throw line. You know, people don't foul jump shooters, so now he's going to the ball, to driving the ball to the basket a little more so he can get some fouls.
Talk about Terrence Simmons. What's his health situation?
Well, he's getting healthier. Just my thing is getting his confidence back and playing with great confidence, and that means so much in sports is, you know, you got to play with confidence. And he's lost a lot of confidence in the last 2 months, and we try to play him at a point guard and not really a point guard. So we're going to give him a chance to move over to two spots and get his confidence back.
What's Kevin Burleson's situation?
But same thing, you know, all these guys are young players. You got to understand they're all freshmen like Nick Sinville. They just learn the ropes and try to learn the system. So it's a lot of pressure on those guys. Like, same thing with Antoine Broxley. It's just a matter of playing and practice and just game experience, and they need another year or two on their belt.
Sinville have a good potential?
Sinville have excellent potential. He was going to start in forward in due time as a power forward. You know, he's 6'6", 240-pound guy. He's going to be an excellent basketball player, but you may see he's just a freshman, and that's why I'm getting freshman playing, but he'll be an excellent player when he's junior senior.
How good is Eastern Michigan, your opponent?
Well, the thing is, they're coming in here 0-5, I believe, at the present time, Sid, so it's kind of scary. They haven't won a lot of games, but all the games other than Michigan ball game, they've been within 1 to 2 points and 3 points, lost on last-second shot. So the thing is here, you can't let those guys get the head up. So we got to come out with high intensity, great defense effort, and not let them get started.
Clem Haskins, this is Sid Hartman.
It's a phone call you never expect, but it could come at any time.
Hello?
It might even come today.
Yes, this is she. A car accident?
That's why the government performs driver and passenger front crash tests on all new cars. In the basic large-sized class, under $35,000, one car, and only one car, earned the government's highest 5-star crash test rating, the Mercury Grand Marquis. So, while low financing at your Mercury dealer now, or an MSRP of just $22,825 may catch your eye, when the phone call comes, only one thing really matters.
Is everyone okay?
The Mercury Grand Marquis, with the government's highest 5-star front crash test rating.
Oh, thank goodness.
And what better reason to imagine yourself in a Mercury?
We're here in the beautiful state of Washington for the final round of the Washington Apple Pro-Am. The surprise leader, Fuzzy Clamper, is about to attempt the putt that could bring him his first major tournament win.
Could you hold it down, please? This is pretty important to me.
Oh, sorry. Fuzzy Clamper, understandably nervous.
Please, would you?
Oh, sorry. About to putt for the $100,000 first prize in the Washington Apple Pro-Am. And the distinctive red apple blazer signifying the victor of the Washington Apple Pro-Am.
Look, I'm not going to putt until you shut up.
I'm sorry, Fuzzy. Excuse me.
Ah, for gosh sakes, what bozo bit the apple?
Not just an apple, Fuzzy, a crisp, crunchy Washington State apple.
I don't care what kind of apple it was. Look, if you apple knockers just hold it down for a second, I'd appreciate it.
Sorry. No. Showing traditional Washington courtesy, the gallery is hushed as Fuzzy attempts to putt for the tie.
Okay, you can keep the blazer. I didn't want it. Yeah.
Washington apples, just the thing.
.848 traffic on the 8. Here's Kevin Loftus.
Thank you, Dave. We still have traffic slow on 35W heading southbound into the Crosstown Highway. Northbound 35W, of course, backed up from the Crosstown up to 46th Street. North and southbound 35E. Still both directions slowing as you approach Highway 13. 100 northbound, still slow approach of Minnetonka Boulevard. Southbound backed up between 397 and Highway 7. And on the Crosstown itself, westbound slow from Cedar Avenue to 35W, then slow approaching 100. Eastbound still slow, approaching 35W. I'm Kevin Loftus in the WCCO Traffic Center.
Santa baby.
3, 2, 1. Light the tree.
Just here.
to spend a beautiful time with all the people that supported me in 1998. I just wanted to say happy holiday and Christmas to everybody. God bless.
Sammy Sosa presses the button, lights our tree.
Wonder if they tried to get McGuire and he was busier if he said, nah, I don't think I'm going to the White House these days.
Yeah, it could be.
Wouldn't you wonder?
Boy, Sammy Sosa, how can you not like him?
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
What a year for him.
When they had the press conference, he said, baseball had been very, very good to me. They remember how he cracked everybody up?
Oh, yeah.
Sitting there with McGuire, great sense of humor, just a big smile on his face all the time, and just happy to be alive, I think. So, yeah, neat story. Anyway, he lit the tree yesterday.
You know, President Clinton is looking ahead to what might happen if the impeachment hearings don't go his way.
Mm-hmm.
Letterman had some of the items that are on his resume.
Really?
Pulls that thing out of mothballs after 8 years now and tries to update it. Okay, number 10 for Letterman's top 10 items on Clinton's resume. 1986 to 1989, body double for the Pillsbury Doughboy. Well, that's kind of a cheap shot.
Well, as if the others aren't.
But it says,
no.
References available upon subpoena. June 1988, secretly married Carmen Electra. they say that he's the executive director of the American Society of Bubbas. Also on Letterman's list, 1997, Clinton, cruller tester, Winchell's Donuts.
Jeez. They're nasty to him.
They are.
How can I be so mean?
I don't know.
The one guy on Saturday Night Live does a great Bill Clinton.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know his name, but he does a very good one.
I don't think it's Colin Quinn. It's one of the other guys.
No, it's not Colin Quinn. My other favorite is when Phil Hartman did him. Yeah, when he was campaigning last time around in a McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
And he kept stealing everybody's food, and he talked to them about an issue, and then he'd eat part of their hamburger.
Are you going to finish that?
That's right. I want to say congratulations to St. Olaf today. Five Midwestern colleges, including, several or two here in the state that I know of, were honored in the spirit of the Nobel Peace Prize for their contribution to world peace, and it was really a neat honor. The presidents of the five colleges among the guests at the reception in Washington, D.C., and it includes St. Olaf, right here down the road, a Hoop and a Holler in Northfield, Concordia out of Moorhead, where my friend Paul Dovery has been for many years, and Luther College in Decorah, Iowa, Augustana and Sioux Falls. But anyway, it's kind of a neat deal for them.
That's great.
Yeah, so big day today. So way to go. Congratulations to you.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, you mentioned you went to Rugrats last night.
I did.
I'll give a quick little plug that we were doing rehearsal for our holiday program at Woodbury Lutheran Church, and we had 2,000 people come to last year's show, a couple of concerts, and this year they added one, and there's still lots of free tickets available for Friday or Saturday night or Sunday afternoon. It's like a 30-piece orchestra, 150 people in all the different choirs, and it's a really nice family program.
Do the Lutherans over there have a big lutefisk feed, too?
No.
You
it's
don't?
Just the program, then, this
no
weekend.
No smaller bar?
Nope. Not that I know of. I mean,
really?
I've never attended one. I've helped out with the Christmas program for a couple of years, but never eaten any lutefisk there, Dave.
Well, you got to fumigate the church afterwards,
so anyway,
but still.
We were rehearsing, and you were at Rugrats at the Orpheum last night.
Yeah, we went out. My daughter and I went out to a little supper at Champs last night downtown, and then we ran over to the Holidazzle.
She had to be loving one-on-one with Dad.
Well, I don't know about that. Could ask her. He might not get it. You know, he might get an answer that says, no, I had no alternative. He made me go. No, we did. We had a great time. We always do. But so then we went over to Holidazzle for a little while and then walked over to the Orpheum and caught Rugrats. Saw my good friend Mark Rosen over there and chatted with Chloe and Nick about the program. And if you have, you got to go in there with an attitude that, you're a child. You know, a tiny bit, just if you before you're going, because it's here for 5 or 6 days, before you go, you might want to watch the Rugrats one time. It's on Nickelodeon somewhere. You'll see it somewhere today. Your kids will know. And that kind of gives you just a little primer on these characters that you'll see.
Did Rachel like the show?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say if you're between the ages of 4 and 12, you were nuts about the show.
Did she ask to leave early?
Nope.
There you go.
Nope.
That's a hit.
But some of the adults that were by themselves, you know, theater patrons. Few of those.
They bailed, huh?
Yeah, I think you need you really got to go in there with the mind of a child, which is not a problem for me.
Well, if you've got kids in the house, you've watched Rugrats. You can't escape them.
Yeah, so it was fun. But, I mean, it's not like going to see Ragtime or, you know, something like that. But it's still a great night out, so.
All right.
It's what time is it?
I think
6
that shows
before 9
here,
o'clock?
What, Orpheum through the 13th.
Yeah, and you know what else is here? The CD at Best Buy with this song on it. Thanks to our friends at Culligan Bottled Water for making us aware of this tune. They put it on a CD, and it's for sale at a Best Buy near you with all sorts of Viking songs on it. I got a feeling.
inside, take it to the top. Call it Purple Pride, and it's never gonna stop. A message you send, read it from our soul. We'll see you at the end in the Super Bowl. Go Vikes! Got purple power. Go Vikes! Through the final hour, we'll kick some butt and we can do some bragging. Come on, come on a purple bandwagon.
You know, Brian Ramsey wanted us to play the Jingle Cats again, Dave, and I know you weren't all that wild about the Jingle Cats, so if I get, let's say, 25 emails at WCCO.com today, we'll play Jingle Cats for you tomorrow.
Oh, boy, I hope those come in a hurry. Hey, the next,
you won't be able to protest.
That's
we'll
right.
We'll have the weight of public opinion on our sides, right, Brian?
I love James Bond, and this is Bond Week on, I think, TNT, right? So I watched Goldfinger the other night and Live and Let Die, and I can't remember what else I saw. But
Diamonds Are Forever is coming on.
Is that tonight?
I think that's tonight or tomorrow night.
But Denise Richardson captured my heart in Wild Things. Did you see her in Wild Things?
I remember you said you liked that movie. She's with Neve Campbell. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. Well,
and I haven't seen her in anything else because she's a youngin', isn't she?
Yeah. I don't know how old she is. It's, I have no clue, but I do know that I really liked her a lot. Well, she's going to be the next Bond girl. So way to go.
No, who's the Bond?
Well, that's a good question.
Because if it's Sean Connery, what is she, about 14? I mean, come on.
No,
please.
No, she's not 14.
Well, I'm sorry, 19?
No,
Let's make it legal.
I think she's a little older than that.
A trophy co-star.
You don't even know who she is. How can you guess she's 19 years old? Well, yeah, good for him.
Thank you very much.
I think what's his face? He's still Bond.
I lose track.
Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan. He's a pretty good Bond.
Mm-hmm.
I think I assume he's going to do the next one, next November.
Well, that's better. He's only 50, and she'd be 20. That's good.
Well, now you don't know how old she is now, do you? Do you?
Well, Neve Campbell's, what, about 24? They look about the same age on the cover. I saw the cover at the box, at the video store. I didn't see the movie.
I think more important than that is who's the new Menards girl that's doing the commercials? What's going on here?
No, and who's her agent?
Yeah.
That's Terry Hatcher, I believe. No, I don't know who that is. Maybe it's Diana Rigg. Kim Basinger? Britt Eklund.
You haven't seen her, have you, Dave?
Jane Seymour.
We don't know who it is, Dave, but we know there's great deals. Come on in.
Why her? I used to love the Menards guy.
Well, he retired.
Of all people to replace
him.
But of all people to replace him with, why her?
Why
I mean,
not?
She's fine. She's
well,
okay. But, Brian thinks that she's kind of curvaceous, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
curvilicious. Is that
good or bad?
Curverific.
Brian's pretty fired up.
Actually, she's my daughter.
Well, that's pretty neat.
On sale now. Folding doors.
It is 3 minutes before 9 o'clock. Roger, your sponsor this morning.
Yes, I am by DuPont, Dave.